Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider, Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenone. Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenone joins us on today's program to discuss the Pella City Council's proposed 2019 budget.
What are some of the key infrastructure items that were lined up by Public Works, especially at the meeting Tuesday, that are of interest to our listeners?
Yeah, I'm sure many of the listeners have noticed we've completed a lot of large-scale projects the last couple of years, from Oskaloosa Street to Washington Street, so there's been a lot going on. And so the 2018-19 budget, which, as we mentioned, begins July 1st and ends June 30th of 2019, includes quite a few asphalt overlays for what we consider residential streets or non-high-traffic streets. And so we've budgeted $315,000 for that. And then included in the asphalt overlay number, or in addition, is sections of Broadway Street that are also eligible for asphalt overlays. And so those are some of the most important projects that we have. And really, it's addressing some of the city's local streets after really hitting the main corridors the last few years. One additional large-scale project that's pretty exciting that we've been talking about a lot over the last couple years is the city's Back to Brick program. And that's primarily focused on the city's central business district, the downtown. And so the first phase of that project is expected to occur next year. And what that will include is a conversion of the Ooseport Alley for roughly $890,000, as well as the parking directly adjacent to that. And so that will curb some of the utility issues that we've had in that area. It's a very historic area with very old utilities, and so that'll really improve that. And that'll also put the alley, start that back to brick process for some of the other areas, and really put together a plan for moving forward in that area in general.
And quality of life issues are always another project that is of high interest. And both of the big ones, I should say, coming up in the upcoming fiscal year were outside requests that were ultimately fulfilled by council that will have some support from the community on those projects. What are the two key quality of life projects the city hopes to accomplish by this time next year?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of exciting things going on lately in terms of quality of life projects, specifically recently the completion of Caldwell Park. The 2019 budget includes $430,000 to be matched by Fields for Our Future for improvements to the Pella Sports Park. Specifically, the city's portion of that project includes two new ball fields and additional parking, which if you've been out there during a lot of the events, that certainly has become an issue. And that's great, the utilization that facility has resulted in, and so many people enjoying, I think, that great community asset. And the second project was really a connectivity issue with regard to pedestrian and bike traffic. And that's really getting people from the heart of the city out to Vermeer Corporation. We have a lot of people that would like to bike or walk out to Vermeer Corporation. And so the upcoming budget includes $350,000 of city funds for a bike trail around 240th Street from University to Vermeer Road. That's certainly an exciting project that's been discussed for a number of years, and I think everybody's looking forward to seeing that come to fruition.
What are the two key areas the city is planning for some potentially big projects coming up, maybe not next year, but in the next 5 years?
We've talked a lot about the budget process, and really what it allows us to do is look into the future in terms of things that are maybe coming down the pike. And the upcoming budget includes $50,000 to develop a long-term facilities plan. And really the focus of that plan is the city's public safety complex, the library, and then, of course, the community center, which we've discussed before. But really, these funds will allow us to work with somebody to develop a plan for all the facilities combined and put together something that we can certainly take action on in the future. And the other item that wasn't really a budget item, but that was discussed in terms of looking forward, was this a telecom utility for the city. We've talked about it in the past, and really that's been a desire that's been communicated by the citizens and the elected officials. And currently, staff as well as some volunteers from PACE are working on evaluating proposals. And so that's something that will have a major impact on the upcoming budgets, maybe not this year specifically, but certainly in the future.
Why don't you let our listeners know about the changes to the water and wastewater rates and why those are necessary?
Sure. I think, first of all, the citizens can see that we're coming to a completion of major improvements for the water utility, specifically the completion of the long-term water supply plan. That's a $15 million project, which is a large project for that utility and any city utility, really. And so we're nearing the end of that project. And in order to service that debt, as we planned, the budget does include a 7% increase in water rates, which is about $3.50 for the average residential customer. The second utility that we wanted to talk about was the wastewater utility. There's some Department of Natural Resource mandates regarding our facility, and we're evaluating those at this point. We estimate that the DNRs are going to require roughly $4.8 to $5 million worth of improvements at the facility. We're evaluating those at this point, but just similar to the water supply plan, we need to prepare to be able to make those improvements and make sure that the utility is financially healthy. So the upcoming budget does include an 8% increase, which is very similar to the water rate increase and a roughly $3.50 per month for the average residential customer.
The Pella City Council will set their certified budget at their upcoming meeting March 6th in the Public Safety Complex on Liberty Street. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.